This is KCAST, Cayman Islands Podcast. Hey, it's Jason. I'm your host. And this week, we're going to turn our spotlight to the 2019 Miss Cayman Universe pageant. And specifically, contestant number one, Mahalia Seymour. Works with us here in Camana Bay. I got a chance to sit down with her, find out some things, ask about her favorite vacation spot, what she likes to eat for lunch, and why she thinks she'd be a great Miss Cayman. Mahalia, how do I pronounce? Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes, sir.
What? How old are you?
25.
25. You got a day job?
Yes, full time.
Where do you work?
Align Wellness Studio.
Over here?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. And what district are you from?
I am from Georgetown.
Okay. You lived here your whole life?
Yes, sir.
And why this year for Miss Cayman for you?
Because I believe that I have grown. This is my third official time.
Is it really?
Yes, round three.
What previous years were you in?
I was in 2015 and 2017.
And who are the winners from that year?
The first time around, it was Tony Chisholm.
Chiz.
And then the second time was Anika Connolly.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I'm like, all right, round three, let's see how it goes for me.
So you're seasoned, you know what to expect.
Yes, most definitely.
Tell everybody what it's like, because, I mean, there's a huge time commitment for this.
It's a shorter time period because the pageant is actually August 17th at the Ritz-Carlton. And it used to be more so of 2 to 3 months preparation.
When was it? Was it like September, October?
Around that time, yeah. Okay, okay. Now it's like right on the money. So right. We need to be prepared.
Right. And what do they have you doing?
We do a lot of things. Special appearances. Mm. We also go through public speaking classes with Toastmasters. Yeah. We all need a little extra step because a lot of us dread that fabulous time when we're doing the question on stage,
right,
and trying not to freeze up in front of everyone.
And when you're trying to get ready for that, how do you prepare for that? Is there like a website with questions that could be on there?
YouTube is your best friend.
Oh, okay.
All of the previous pageant questions you must study because you're never too sure of what's going to be thrown at you.
Do they tend to be like local questions?
They are local. They're a bit cultural as well. Mm. There are some religious questions. So you have to know how to answer and not be biased.
Yeah.
And especially throw your personality in there as well. Because right. You don't want the same old nonchalant type of answer, right?
Right.
Where you forget about who you are as a person.
For sure.
And then just give a vague description.
Yeah.
I tend to always leave on a positive note.
Okay.
So if you can at least get a message from my question and answer, then there you go. I did my part.
That's that's got to be tough, especially, I mean,
yeah.
It's not easy being up there with all those eyes on you.
No, it is not.
And then have to like think of on the spot something off the top of your head.
Yeah, and you have to smile, be elegant with it. So it's all about execution. So practice, practice, practice.
What do you think? Excuse me, getting a little sick. What do you think the role of Miss Cayman is these days?
I believe.
What do you think her job is to do?
Besides be an amazing ambassador of the island.
First and foremost, of course.
You must know how to conduct yourself, not only in everyday type of situations, but also the problematic ones. Because we all go through those bad days where you don't want to see anyone, but still put on that mask and the smile to say, oh, yeah, don't worry, we got this covered.
Yeah. That's true. You know what? I got to tell you that's true because I've met Miss Cayman's in the past who... Some of them are better than others at smiling, being professional. Hey, you're Miss Cayman. This is my role. My job is to say hello.
Yep.
even though it's, 5 o'clock in the morning at SO.
And your face has to be ready.
That's
yep.
it. Yeah, that's it. Okay. So be a great ambassador. When you think about Miss Cayman's in the past, which ones stand out for you as the ones who have done it correctly? Who do you like aspire to be like?
That's a very tricky one because each person have their own individual characteristics. Mm. I can say Lindsay Jappal. Basically, she was the stepping stone for a lot of females. Yeah. Basically, they didn't have any pageants after about 2 to 3 years.
They had a couple years off.
Yeah, it was a big time gap. So she was Miss Cayman, I would say the longest Miss Cayman.
Right.
And still holds that title.
Yeah.
And then for the previous ones, I would also say Kristen Alexander.
Sure. Yeah, I love Kristen.
Definitely. I wish I had her height.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't really fall too much in my category. And I would definitely say, because I have competed with them both and also trained Caitlin, that they all make a mark. And I try to be not just like them, but a little bit better, just so I can say, okay, yes, we're all deemed differently.
That's awesome. Tell me about your job. What do you do in a line?
I am the patient services coordinator. Okay. So basically, once you call in, I'm the person you talk to. I tend to appoint people in the right direction if they're not too sure of what they need as treatment.
Yeah.
Because we currently offer physiotherapy, acupuncture, and also massage therapy.
Okay.
And Pilates as well. But don't ask me to do Pilates.
Okay. How did you get involved in that?
I just love helping people.
Okay.
I love to consider myself as a Jill of all trades type of situation.
A Jill of all
trades? Yes. Because I'm initially studying engineering.
Okay.
I want to become an architectural engineer.
Damn.
And also with a fallback plan of customer service.
Okay.
So that's where the hospitality comes into play.
Got it.
I've worked with CUC in the engineering department, thanks to Miss Anika.
Yeah.
Got me that job. And also for Carrie's Karma Closet. So fashion designing, engineering, interior designing. Yeah.
Did you go to college?
Yes.
Did you go to school here?
Yes.
What's your degree in?
Engineering.
Oh, wow. Engineering degree.
Yep.
And your mom and dad both still alive?
Dad, I'm not too sure about him.
I got you.
But single parent family.
Ma's all right with the engineering degree.
Mom is my hero.
Being used to run the customer service.
She's
in the line?
Not too keen on it because it's more of the financial lawyer type of situation.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I want more Caymanians, especially, to feel as if just because it's not a normal of what everyone else in the community is doing, it's okay to be different.
Yeah.
And if there's not a door for it, then create it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's it too. I mean, what did you say? You're 25?
25.
What year were you born?
94.
Oof.
I know, still a baby.
That's the thing about this generation is that you guys, you know, the traditional pathways to getting a job aren't there anymore.
Nope.
But also, like, traditional, there were jobs that weren't around in 1994 now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a different, different world now.
Yeah. And then I am a big advocate for eco-friendly as well.
Yeah.
I am currently working with Four Oceans. I'm not sure if you know them.
No, it sounds familiar, but what is it?
So basically it is two guys that decided to take a vacation in Bali.
Oh.
And
I know those guys.
We always go and we have the Instagram versus reality type of situation. So I've been doing that on my Instagram saying this is what Instagram views and this is actually the reality of it.
Yeah.
And with their project, they saw the bad side.
Is it the
Bali
bracelet guys with their shirts off in the commercial?
Yes, sir.
I've seen that. Okay, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So you're doing that here?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
So
tell me more.
Because Cayman doesn't have a project.
Yeah.
So basically, I would be the project ambassador for that.
Yeah.
Because Haiti is actually doing a big project right now.
Yeah.
And it just started with a man just saying, okay, I see this is the problem.
Mm.
We need to have a solution. And everyone says, I want to help, but never actually put the step forward to do something about it.
Right, sure.
You always have the dream, but put the dream into action.
That's awesome.
That's usually where the little miscommunication comes into play.
Right.
Yeah. It's nothing wrong with getting a little dirty. You know, it's something that's going to be for the long run.
Yeah.
And after that, it's all about how do you see Cayman?
Yeah.
Most people ask you, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Right.
I ask them, where do you see Cayman
Where do you see Cayman next 10 years?
With the eco-friendly projects and everything, I see Mount Trashmore being halfway gone.
Yeah.
I also see a lot of people become more eco-friendly. And the single plastic and everything.
Even more like eco-conscious.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like a lot of us, you don't even realize. You go to Foster's, you get your buffet, you grab your knife and fork, and you know, think of all that plastic that's just for one time.
So therefore, you can walk around with your own knife and fork. They have edible knife and forks now, utensils that you can use. Mm. I know it's a bit pricey, but I have actually bought the stack of bamboo straws.
There you go.
They're very great.
Oh, those tubes. Yeah, I know those.
Yeah.
Those are good, actually.
And they come with their own cleaners. So there you go.
Yeah.
And you can always say, oh, no to plastic bags or take your own Foster's bag type of situation. So you know. Yeah.
What... you watch any shows on Netflix?
I watch a lot of shows on Netflix.
What are you watching?
Right
if you had
now.
To recommend, if somebody said, hey, what should I watch on Netflix? What would you recommend?
I'm currently on Lucifer.
Lucifer?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. That's a good one.
Very good.
Why are you like that? Is it a horror? It's horror, isn't it?
No, it actually gives you a better perspective on what you would deem as religious.
Okay.
Because we're so keen on this whole Cayman is a Christian-based island, but we're slowly becoming a melting pot for other versatilities and cultures, basically.
Yeah.
So if you're not too sure on how to adapt to someone else's culture, you are going to be in a huge culture shock.
Okay.
When you expand your own horizon.
Yeah.
So with Lucifer, you think Lucifer, the devil.
Yeah.
But in the series, he is like the nicest person. Like people, he tell people, oh yeah, I'm the devil. And they don't take any consideration to it.
Yeah.
Because his face doesn't look like anyone you see as evil.
Yeah.
Until he puts on that mask.
Got it.
But he realized that he gave himself that mask.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave it there before okay, I'm,
you know what?
A spoiler.
I'm actually intrigued now. Because that was on a network, wasn't it?
Yep.
Because I remember seeing, did that show end or is it?
It ended and it got back a few more seasons.
Oh, okay,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do you watch? You don't watch any of the big ones? What's like any big ones you watch? Any Stranger Things fan? You watch Black Mirror?
I watch that as well. Yes. Stranger Things. I'm waiting on part 3.
It just came out. You didn't watch it?
No, not yet.
Oh my
gosh. I want to finish everything first.
Oh, I
can't.
See.
I can't deal with the week to week waiting on suspense. No, we can't do that.
Right.
I also watched 100.
Oh, 100. Okay, yeah, I know that one, I think.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, sci-fi, horror. I can only watch horror in the daytime with sun out. Just putting it out there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a wimp.
Where's the last place you went on vacation to?
The last place I was surprised with a cruise trip.
Where'd you cruise to?
We went to Mexico.
Nice. Where'd you go? Like Cozumel and...
Cozumel and also Costa Maya.
Yeah,
and then we went to Rotan in Honduras.
Rotan? Wow. Okay,
yeah.
That's cool.
And then we stopped at Belize.
What'd you think about the cruise?
I loved it.
Yeah,
it was
fun.
My first cruise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, we need to save to get back.
They're fun, right?
Yes. Yeah. I am not a big fan of the ocean, at least not on long distances like
all
that.
Right,
because
sir?
I prefer a stop saying, oh yeah, there's land.
Yeah.
You wake up 5 o'clock in the morning and you're just surrounded by the sea.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what because I've cruised a bunch of times and that's what I liked about the cruises is that for a smaller amount of money, you can see more of the Caribbean.
Definitely.
And then you can find out what you like. Because I remember I came here on a cruise.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember we only had a half day. Like we got in like at 7,
mm-hmm.
but then we had to be boat left at 3. And I remember once we got back home, we're like, man, you know, Cayman Islands, we got to try to get back here because that was an island that was completely different
mm-hmm.
than a lot of the other islands where it was safe and, you know, you could travel around. It was,
yeah.
you know, and that, yeah, it works well. So that's like these cruises, people get to come in, sample our island.
Mm-hmm.
And then hopefully come back for the longer
stay. Usually because I used to work at the Cayman's Craft Market.
Yeah.
And you meet a lot of people there.
Yeah.
So whenever basically anyone comes from the cruise,
yeah.
they'll be like, oh, would you recommend coming back? I'm like, yes, because you did the teaser on the cruise.
Mm.
Now you can fly in,
yeah.
do a weekend.
Yeah.
Something small.
Yeah.
And then from the weekend, you can advance to a week or two. And then, yeah.
There you go.
Go from there.
I'm just going to keep asking you random questions.
You're okay.
Favorite place to get lunch in Cayman?
Depends on my mood for that day.
Fair enough.
So for Fridays, it's usually local foods. So oxtail, turtle,
right.
conch.
Right.
Yep. That's my savvy side. So
okay.
yeah. And I am now on the healthier journey of eating.
All right.
Because I was a junk fanatic before.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But yes, just trying to basically maintain a healthier lifestyle now that I'm getting older. And a lot of people are like, okay, yes, this is the better path.
Sure.
And the from farm to table type of setting.
Yeah.
I'm actually liking that as well.
Yeah.
Because you don't really waste as much food
right.
from that type of environment.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Dude, I gotta tell you, you're doing a really good job answering these questions.
Thank
very professionally.
You.
But I'm pegging you down here. When
go
you go to Ala Kebab.
Oh, good night.
All right. When you go to Ala Kebab, what are you getting?
Like I said, it all depends on the mood. So for my favorites at Ala Kebab, we can do the disco fries.
Disco fries, that's me.
Throw we can also do the chicken poutine.
Chicken poutine.
Yes, I'm very particular. So usually when I'm ordering stuff, everyone's like, no, you say your order, and yeah. then I'll say mine.
Right, because I get to see you. Chicken yeah. poutine, good
with
one. I never, yeah. never went there. I've done beef lamb poutine.
Really? That's yeah. amazing.
That's a heart
so
attack.
So chicken poutine with mango chutney and extra cheddar.
Holy Lord. Extra cheddar mango chutney on a poutine. That's
or
it.
Or we can do the chicken over fries with mango chutney, queso, and cheddar.
You like sauce?
Yes, I do.
Sauce boss. All right, Mahalia, in just a few more weeks, I think we're going to open up the voting for the Cayman People's Choice Award. Why people, 20 words or less, why should they select you?
I believe that I'm unique. For those that do know me, know that I'm a bottle of sunshine. I can't see someone sad around me and not try to brighten their day.
Yeah.
Because I think the most contagious thing you can give anyone is a smile.
Yeah.
And there you go.
That's it.
Why not?
It's so nice to meet you.
Thank you.
I hope I get to see you before August 17th at the Ritz-Carlton for the Miss K-Man 2019 Universe Pageant. It's been awesome having you on today.
Thanks for having me.